This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. All preparations made for the formal inauguration of Visit Nepal Year 2020. Minister for Tourism Yogesh Patrai says Visit Nepal Year 2020 to be celebrated as a national festival. Members of National Assembly draw government's attention for immediately addressing sugarcane farmers' demands. Development and Technology Committee of House of Representatives directs Water and Sanitation Ministry to supply Melamchi drinking water to Kathmandu within the slated time. Gurung community across the country celebrating Tamu Losar today. And Sudan sentences 29 to death for teachers killing a teacher in custody. Now the news in detail. The government is all set to inaugurate the Visit Nepal Year 2020, organizing various programs today. The country on the first day of the new year tomorrow. Organizing a press meet in Kathmandu yesterday, Visit Nepal Year Secretariat informed that all preparations for tourism year had been completed. The government is inaugurating the Visit Nepal Year with a special ceremony at Dasrath Stadium in the capital on January 1st, that is tomorrow, to present Nepal as one of the best tourist destinations in the country. Likewise, all seven provinces of the country will also inaugurate the Visit Nepal Year 2020 amid a special ceremony tomorrow. On the occasion, Minister for Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhatrai said Visit Nepal Year 2020 would be celebrated as a national festival fostering national unity, development and preservation of national culture of Nepal. Minister Bhatrai urged all Nepali to support the campaign from their respective quarters for making it a success. President Bidya Devi Bhandari is scheduled to officially inaugurate the Visit Nepal Year 2020 amid a special ceremony. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel has said the Trans-Himalayan connectivity is a key to Nepal's development and prosperity. Inaugurating a conference on Friends of Silk Road Trans-Himalaya Connectivity Cooperation for Shared Prosperity, organised by Trans-Himalaya Development Centre in Kathmandu yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said the connectivity along the Trans-Himalaya region was a crux for development of this region, which he described as some of the world's most beautiful sites. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel also said that the Belt and Road Initiative was very relevant for the country's development. Parliamentarians speaking in the special hour in the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday drew the attention of the government towards addressing the protest of the sugarcane farmers. They also demanded stern action against the sugar mills not paying the farmers. Sugarcane farmers from Sarlahi districts have been organizing a protest demonstration in Kathmandu, saying the sugar mills have not paid them the money for their harvest. They had formed the Sugarcane Farmers Struggle Committee and have been organizing protest movement for 3 years. National Assembly lawmakers have stressed on ratifying the protocols to the United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime for collectively addressing the inter-country organized crime. Speaking in a discussion program on the convention organized by Forum for Women, Law and Development in Kathmandu yesterday, Vice Chair of the National Assembly, Sasikala Dahal, said the 3 protocols to the convention should be ratified to bring the people involved in human trafficking under legal action. Lawmaker Radhesham Adhikari opined only ratification of the protocols would not be enough to address the problem and therefore cases of human trafficking should be constantly followed and legal actions implemented. Upper House member Binda Devi Rana drew the attention of the government, parliament and society towards the increasing incidence of women and children trafficking in the country. In the program, National Assembly Secretary Rajendra Puyal informed that the protocol to the convention was registered in the Upper House on September 11 for ratification. Development and Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the Ministry of Water Supply and Sanitation to supply the water from Melamchi River to Kathmandu Valley within the stipulated deadline. The meeting of the committee held at Singadarbar yesterday also directed the Water Supply Ministry to present the report of the committee which was formed to address the problems of the suppliers. The committee directed all concerned ministries to develop infrastructures required for drinking water supply and road in the Melamchi drinking water project sites. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has said media should disseminate information in a fair manner. Inaugurating Lamki FM at Lamki Chuha Municipality of Kailali District yesterday, Minister Baskota urged media to work in an independent and fair manner. He also emphasized that media should fulfill their responsibility as the government had given security to them, saying media persons should help to end chowpari practice in Sudur Paschim province. Baskota expressed his belief that local levels should curtail the social security allowance to those who force people to follow the chowpari practice. Central member of the main opposition party Nepali Congress, Dr. Shekhar Koirala, has stressed on the need for convening party's general convention on time before the upcoming local elections in the Nepali month of Chaitra in 2078 Bikram Samvat. Speaking at a press meet organized by Nepal Press Union Morang yesterday, he called for party cadres to unite for the general convention. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basanta Kumar Nemwang has expressed his concerns about a construction delay in Kamal Binayak Nagarkot Road and directed the construction company to complete the project soon. While inspecting the under-construction road yesterday, Minister Nemwang said the contractors should do their duty honestly and with discipline. He informed works like management of traffic jam in Bhaktapur, Kathmandu, construction of a tunnelway in Koteshwar, a flyover bridge and a Hanumante corridor, and repairs of potholes had been started to make transportation in the region easier. The Gurung community is marking the start of their new year, known as Tomu Lochar, today. In the Gurung language, Lo means class and Sar means change, and the change in class is called Tomu Lochar. The members of Gurung community jovially mark the festival by organizing feast and cultural programs on Paus 15 as per the Gurung tradition. Tomu Lochar is also associated with the rays of the sun. The festival is marked on Paus 15 as the rays come early in the geography of Gurung settlements including Lamjung, Gorkha, Tanahu, Siangza, Manang, Kaski and Parbat of the Gandaki province. The members of the Gurung community are organizing a special program at Turikhel in the capital today. Meanwhile, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has extended greetings to the Gurung community at home and abroad on the occasion of Tomu Lochar. The president has wished for happiness, peace, mutual harmony and prosperity to all the community and all Nepalese. The president further mentions that the Gurung community has played important roles in tourism promotion by preserving the country's cultural heritages. Meanwhile, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has expressed best wishes towards Gurung community at home and abroad, saying that such festivals help maintain social unity, goodwill and religious tolerance. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 23 people were killed in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in what officials described as an attack by rebel fighters. Police and local officials said on Monday that the overnight raid on Epitina Sana in the restive eastern province of Beni was carried out by ADF rebels who operate in both Democratic Republic of Congo and neighboring Uganda. The rebels also reportedly torched the victims' homes. Sources said the death toll was expected to rise as the attack had lasted hours and many people were yet to be accounted for. Some people were now making the long walks to Beni City to stay in churches with or family members. A Sudanese court has sentenced 29 intelligence officers to death for the torture and killing of a teacher. 36-year-old Ahmed Al-Khair died in custody in February following his arrest for taking part in protest against then-President Omar al-Bashir's government. These are the first sentences handed down over the crackdown on pro-democracy activists in the months before Bashir was toppled in April. The prosecution said the death sentences were a just punishment. The court found that Ahmad Al-Kher was beaten and tortured to death by the officers at a detention center in the eastern state of Kassala. Thousands of people have fled into the water at a beachside town in Australia to seek shelter from a massive bushfire bearing down on the area. Residents said the blaze moved into the Victorian town of Mallacoota today morning, throwing embers towards homes. Online, people posted pictures of a deep red sky and reported complete darkness and choking smoke. Several popular holiday spots along the coast between Sydney and Melbourne are currently under threat from bushfires. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern and central regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 18 degrees Celsius and minimum of 1.2 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. All preparations made for the formal inauguration of Visit Nepal Year 2020 tomorrow. Minister for Tourism Yogesh Patrai says Visit Nepal Year 2020 to be celebrated as a national festival. Members of National Assembly draw government's attention for immediately addressing sugarcane farmers' demands. Development and Technology Committee of House of Representatives directs Water and Sanitation Ministry to supply Melamchi drinking water to Kathmandu within the slated time. Gurung community across the country celebrating Tamu Losar today. And Sudan sentences 29 to death for a killing of a teacher in custody. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.